Eric Allen alongside Amanda Flugrad here in Florham Park as the Green and White finish up preparations for Thursday night's preseason game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, Amanda, Geno Smith's preseason is over, but he did speak to the media today, didn't he?
Yeah, Eric, I was in the locker room with him, and he said overall his confidence has changed so much in being able to command the huddle, but he said that there's still a lot of improvements that need to be made heading into the regular season.
You know, we've got a chance to go out and prove exactly how much we've gotten better as a team. And, you know, for myself personally, to see just how much I've gotten better. You know, I felt the difference in year two. And, I mean, a lot of that is a result of hard work. But, you know, it's yet to be seen as of right now. You know, the offensive line has been protecting me extremely well. Wide receivers have been doing a great job of getting open and finishing plays. And then the backs have, you know, always done a tremendous job. So just gaining more confidence in my teammates and the guys around me has helped me gain more confidence in myself. And also understanding the offense better is helping out a lot as well.
Well, and Eric, I know that you've mentioned just his movement within the pocket and being able to see his reads a lot faster. I mean, commanding the offense, he's had a lot of experience now. But what have you been able to see this summer?
Well, he's got 16 games under his belt, and we saw Geno Smith take off over the last quarter of the season. This summer, he's completed 70% of his passes, and the one thing that he really wanted to work on, Amanda, was the cut down on sacks. And Geno Smith has not been sacked this summer, so that tells you he's getting rid of the football, and sometimes he's tucking it under, and he's running the football. We saw him progress in that area late last season. And I expect that to continue here in the regular season.
Well, Eric, with Geno having a lot more reps, he also has that veteran presence from Michael Vick. I mean, how much do you think Vick has helped Geno's overall game?
Well, the thing that impressed me about Geno Smith from the get-go is he embraced Michael Vick's signing here with the Jets. A lot of young quarterbacks would have been intimidated by his presence, but Geno knew he could pick up some things from Vick since he had experienced so much success under Marty Morningweg in Philadelphia, which leads us to Thursday night. Vic's going to play, but you better have your popcorn ready early because he might be in there a snap or two, and then I expect Matt Sims and Taj Boyd to take over.
Yeah, EA, and tomorrow the players will head to New York City for their annual kickoff luncheon, and then we'll head south to Philly for their final preseason game against the Eagles. But make sure that you stick right here on NewYorkJets.com for continuing coverage.